This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
All I have to do is mention the four names of the four main characters on this program, and instantly most, I'd say 95, 98% of people will know what show I'm talking about. It ran in the 90s in particular. I mentioned the name of Jerry, George, Elaine, and Kramer. And you know I'm talking about Seinfeld. What's intriguing to me is watching even reruns, I have found this to be true. A psychologist in the 90s said, if you study the programs that happen on the TV show Seinfeld with Jerry and George and Elaine and Kramer, what they do to solve their problems is always, always worse than the problem itself. When they're dealing with a difficulty, they come up and they talk about lying and deceiving people, trying to fix a problem, resolve an issue. What they do to solve their problem turns out to be worse than the problem itself. Welcome to the club, because that's how you do it sometimes, and I do. If you're honest, you know that there have been times where you've had a family situation, a situation at work, a situation involving one of your children, where what you did trying to fix a problem just made the matter worse. And down deep, you know it's true. And so this psychologist commenting on this in the 90s said, what those four characters needed was wisdom. Wow, he's right. Wisdom is what we talk about today from the Word of God, and I want to define my term. Wisdom is looking at life from God's point of view. Wisdom is looking at everything that happens, not from your point of view, not your spouse's point of view, not your kid's point of view, but from God's point of view. And when you do that, there's something that happens in your soul and in your spirit that changes the way you look at everything when you look at life from God's point of view. And today, Solomon, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the book we've been studying for 4 or 5 weeks, and will continue when I get back next month, will be talking about wisdom, the importance of getting wisdom in your life, seeing life from God's point of view. Today, he says wisdom protects the possessor of wisdom. Wisdom has a protective quality and a protective capacity that most people don't even understand. We're in the 7th chapter today of this book we're preaching through. Futile is the name of the series. Get smart or get wisdom today. Chapter 7, verse 1 says, a good name is better than fine perfume, and the day of death better than the day of birth. It's better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting, for death is the destiny of every man. You need to underline that in your heart if you don't underline it on the page. Death is the destiny of every man and woman. The living should take this to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter because a sad face is good for the heart. Doesn't make sense, but we'll talk about that. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure. It's better to heed a wise man's rebuke than to listen to the song of fools. Like the crackling of thorns under the pot, talking about a fire that's underneath a kettle. The crackling of thorns, something that burns up quickly but is consumed. So is the laughter of fools. This too is meaningless. Do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools. Anger lives in the lap of fools. I think King James has the word bosom, the bosom of fools, meaning the deepest part of you. That's where anger lives in your spirit. Do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise to ask such questions. Wisdom, like an inheritance, is a good thing and benefits those who see the sun. Wisdom's a shelter, as money is a shelter. But the advantage of knowledge or wisdom is this. Wisdom preserves the life of its possessor. Wisdom preserves the life of its possessor.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.